You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone. I am JVL here with my Bulwark colleague, Hannah Yost. And you are here for Bulwark Font Talk. Graphic design nerds of the world unite, because yesterday, Marco Rubio announced that the Department of State is making a bold change. They are done with the Calibri font, and they're going pure Times New Roman, and design nerds all across the country are now fighting about this. Hannah, let's start with a baseline take here. Where are you on Calibri versus Times New Roman?
Ben, our other senior editor, who's now back, both agree that this is like the classic case of the Trump administration having the wrong process, but the right outcome. So yeah, we should kill Calibri. Absolutely.
Really?
But it has a reputation of being soft and modern. It does not read professional. It reads as kid book, should not be set in a kind of more juvenile looking typeface. It should be in something sophisticated like Times New Roman, something with a serif that, you know, conveys professionalism and so on and so forth.
So Anthony Blinken made this change of going from Times New Roman to Calibri. It was, I don't know if this is the only reason, but I think the one of the reasons given was that it came out of the Office of Diversity and Inclusion, which sounds like Black people, but in this case really meant people who had eye trouble and like dyslexia. This is, again, unclear if the Republicans just think by saying woke, everybody assumes that means brown people. This is really just talking about people with eyesight problems. Before Blinken had made his change, for 20 years, you go back before that, they had been using Courier New.
Because it looked like a typewriter. So there was like,
I am sorry. That is an absolute infamia. the idea that the U.S. government was using Courier New.
And if you go back and if you look in like the vaults, like the vaulted files, like you can see it. It's the pantomiming of being still on a typewriter.
This is like high school freshmen trying to figure out how, this is supposed to be a 4-page paper, but I've only written 3 paragraphs. What am I? Courier New. Mm-hmm. 3-point spacing and Courier New 16-point font. Hey, look at that. It's 6 pages.
It is legible, though.
It's horrible. It's such a hideous font. Such a hideous font. I want to talk about something else here, because the other reason that Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who, you know, it's funny, they often say that being in the presidency ages a man. And Donald Trump has been, on the whole, remarkably non-aged by the presidency. I mean, you know, he's old now, but it didn't, you know.
What are you talking about?
Well, when he came out of the first term, it wasn't like the weight of the world weighed on him or something.
Right, right, right.
Marco Rubio is the first Secretary of State in my memory who seems to have aged by 18 years over the course of his first year.
Well, he's doing like 30 jobs. He's juggling every department under the sun.
He said that The other rationale for making this change, aside from being anti-woke, was that Times New Roman would, quote, restore decorum and professionalism to the department's written work. I was not aware that decorum and professionalism were things that this administration were concerned with. I would direct you to the pinned tweet on Truth Social of the President of the United States. The United States government's Trump gold card is here today. A direct path to citizenship for all qualified and vetted people. So exciting. That's great.
I'll do you one better. Did you see, so the New York Times reported that part of Rubio's justification was that the switch to Calibri had been wasteful, which, if you think about it, it's just patently hilarious, because what is changing the Department of Justice to the Department of War, if not grossly wasteful? And it's the same kind of aesthetic change in a not great direction.
This is, again, we have a guy who just talked about Arnold Palmer's junk as he was campaigning to be president.
He took showers with the other pros. They came out of there. They said, oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
And Marco Rubio's like, actually, we must have decorum and norms.
Indeed.
What a bunch of garbage human beings they are. So I submit to you, Hannah, that neither of these are the best fonts.
I mean, they both have their pros and cons. It's funny.
Sure.
If the Trump administration really wanted to commit to the bit of returning to, how did Rubio phrase it? Echoing Trump's calls for classical style and federal architecture, Mr. Rubio's order cited the origins of stereotypefaces in Roman antiquity. Mm. And Chris, our video head, made the great joke that if they really, really wanted to drive this home, they should commit to going full Trajan. The origin of Roman square capitals comes from the Trajan column. The inscription at the bottom is set in this beautiful carved marble serif typeface. And from there we get the serifs we all know and love and use day in, day out. But that would be, if you really wanted to commit to return aesthetics, would be Trajan. I personally would not recommend that, no.
Bulwark Takes is sponsored by Soul. The holiday season can be stressful. Endless shopping, travel, parties every weekend. When I need to slow down and actually relax, I reach for Soul's out-of-office gummies. It's the perfect balance of CBD and THC, and it helps me find my calm and keep my peace of mind. Soul is a wellness brand that believes feeling good should be fun and easy. Soul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. Their best-selling out-of-office gummies were designed to provide a mild, relaxing buzz and enhance your creativity and relaxation. There's 5 different strengths. You can tailor your dose to fit your vibe. There's the gentle 1.5 milligram microdose, which, as I have mentioned many times, perfects my art of parenting. And there's their newest 15 milligram gummy for a more elevated experience. And if you like their out-of-office gummies, try the new out-of-office beverage, a refreshing alcohol-free alternative that's perfect for winding down on the couch or socializing with friends at one of those endless Christmas parties. Bring on the holiday cheer and treat yourself or someone you love to Soul this season. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to getsoul.com and use the code BulwarkTakes. That's GetSoul, promo code BulwarkTakes for 30% off.
So do you have strong font preferences for yourself? Because this may not surprise you, but I do.
Well, what are yours?
So people who work with words, I think, feel really strongly about this because it is the equivalent of a guy who works in construction having a preference for like Milwaukee Tools over DeWalt or something like that. And I have a very strong preference for Arial. Okay. When I am sitting down to edit 5,000 words of somebody's piece, I want it on Arial. I want it on Arial 12 point and with the 1.5 spaces between lines and the automatic paragraph break. I just find Arial much easier to work with when I'm going to be staring at the screen and at the same words basically for like an hour or 2 hours on end. And I'm happy when it's just a question of consuming content. You know, if I'm just sitting back to read, I can roll with most of the things you give me. I can roll with Times New Roman. I could roll with Calibri if you wanted to. I could roll with Helvetica, whatever.
But
for working with words, I want Arial. How about you?
Have you tried Universe?
I haven't. What is Universe?
So the Swiss had basically this battle between Zurich and Basel, and one camp was Helvetica all the way, and the other camp was Universe. And there, a great quote came out of this where that Helvetica was the blue jeans of typefaces, but Universe was the tuxedo. And they look identical. Like there is like there is very little difference. But like Universe is more sophisticated for like the tiny little.
Is it the kerning is the difference? The spacing between them? Because that's the other thing. People don't realize the font isn't just the letters themselves and the form of them. It's the space between them.
I would love for you to give Universe a try. You can tell us if you
Maybe. I don't like change. Maybe you've noticed that about me, Hannah. I don't like change one bit. So you don't have a favorite font that you like to work in?
So I, like all poets, I am partial to Garamond. It is the poet's choice.
I never knew that.
It's so beautiful. Have you not worked with it? It's so delicate. It's thinner. It's smaller and fun.
Look right
to
now.
Tie it back to the politics. Back in 2014, a high schooler did a science project or something where he looked at government wasteful spending. And he found that the government could save something like $14 billion on ink. He made this really strong argument that ink is more expensive than French perfume. True. And he found that the government could save all this money on ink by simply switching from Times New Roman to Garamond. And it's kind of like a trick because Garamond is not like it wouldn't actually save you ink because you're printing it smaller. Like you'd have to, in order to keep the same level of legibility and accessibility to the people that you're supposedly corresponding with or giving this information to, you would need to still keep it within the same size and keep it so that you can read it. And you wouldn't actually end up saving that much ink. But it is funny. It is a smaller, more delicate typeface.
It is. I'm looking at it right now. And especially the vertical strokes are really, really, as you say, delicate. Yeah. It's a pretty fun. The letters are a little too close together for me. I'd appreciate a little bit more spacing. I'd like to let them breathe.
I've also become more partial to all of the old style typefaces. If you go into Apple Books, I think Iowan is the old style that is the standard typeface. And it is such a delight to read. Like it just scans so nicely. So old style. I am partial personally to old styles in general and like transitional phases. So Arial and Helvetica are in the modern families. I personally love a serif. I am partial to the serif.
Interesting. So I am interested in the idea of fonts as accessibility. Mm-hmm. So there is a font called Open Dyslexic, which supposedly helps people with dyslexia read. If you go and look at it, I think it's available for download for free. So if you have dyslexia, it's a thing that you can just use to make your life better. I was looking actually at a new Kindle Scribe the other day, and the new Kindle Scribe, the texture of the screen is supposedly done in such a way as to, again, help with, especially with people with dyslexia, which is just fact. There are all these little things that, you know, just contribute to the way we uptake information and the way our brains work. I don't think of it as woke. I think of it as kind of amazing. I feel like it should all be celebrated. I guess I don't understand the antipathy towards the idea of.
It's like every person who has a stroller should thank the ADA and all kinds of handicap compliance because they make sidewalks accessible. Like accessibility is not just for the disabled. It's not just for people who are actively in need of it. It helps all of us because like all of us are like one bad day away from, you know, tragedy striking and like facing challenges that we're not familiar with. Look, I've recently just got new glasses, and the doctor, she like kind of upsold me a bit, but she was like, they're anti-fatigue. No, they're baby bifocals. She was basically like, you're old now. Very great. But you know what? They help a ton. And I'm like, does that make my glasses woke? I don't think so. It's just.
Well, you know what? You should not wear them to protest woke. And if it means you can't see, then that's a small price to pay for freedom, Hannah.
Right? I mean,
be like, a patriot. Get your glasses. Mm-hmm. God, what a world we live in with these absolute cretins trying to politicize everything. So there we go. We have moved back to the glorious past. We've made America great again by going back to Times New Roman for official correspondence from the U.S. Department of State. I guess that'll make it better when we take Vladimir Putin's side against Europe. It'll be done with more decorum
on them for sure.
Yeah, there'll be serifs on it. So it'll be bad that America has switched sides, but it will be classy.
For sure.
Good luck, America.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.